Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, our God shall fight for us. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God's going to fight for us? Do you believe that God is on the throne? Do you believe that God is still in control? Or do you believe that Biden is in control and the government's in control and all of those in the Washington belt were on both sides of the aisle? No, God's in control. In fact, let me just tuck this little thought in. God created government, but he created government to prosecute evil and protect the good. We've got that inverted today, and you find good being prosecuted and evil being protected, rather than it being the reverse as God set it up. But ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking with Pastor Glenn Davis, Pastor Davis from up in Folkestone, Georgia. And I say Amen. Welcome, as he did a moment ago, to all of our Folkestone listeners, all of those up in that area. Tell your friends, relatives, neighbors, and acquaintances to tune in each and every day. I'm thankful to have you on board today. I'm thankful to have your pastor here with us. And what we're talking about is challenging our listeners today to cease the fear. Cease the fear. Don't get in the automobile and put your latex gloves on, the big old mask, and drive down the highway at 90 miles an hour like you're going to outrun the COVID. I am absolutely saddened when I see things like that taking place.
Amen,
after David.
Amen.
But what I want our listeners to understand, if I can take a moment, go down the litany without going into a great deal of detail on each of them, I've just given an overview of how we have been lied to. Just before the break, I touched on the fact that we've been lied to when initially we were told that 2.2 million people were going to die unless something was done shutting down society. That lie, by the way, came out of the London Institute, and it was by Professor Ferguson. Professor Ferguson then, after about 6 months of the lie, finally admitted, no, it wasn't even 6 months, it's about four and a half months of the lie, he said that he had made a grave error, that the data set that he'd put in his computer was incorrect, and therefore it gave the incorrect projection for the number of deaths. Back in the mid-90s, when computers were just taking a hold for the personal computers, you know, there was an old cliche that said, garbage in, garbage out.
Amen.
And he put garbage in and got garbage out, but never mind. The whole world was petrified, and we were told an American, Dr. Anthony Fauci, standing on the platform with President Trump, in one of the reports to the nation, said that we're going to 2.2 million people are going to die. Well, that set the stage. That was the first big lie. First big lie. Then we were told, lied to, ladies and gentlemen, that we must lock down. In fact, we were told if you lock down for 15 days, everything will be all right. We can go back to life normal. Well, the lockdown is still taking place today, for the most part, across America. We were lied to. Well, we were told to wear a mask, that it would prevent COVID-19, control it. Now we're told that we need to wear 2 masks, 3 masks, even 4 masks are being recommended today. And I find it egregious that anybody would believe that and follow that. And yet at the same time, nobody knows the end result of what's going to take place in the future with health concerns in relationship to the mask wearing. It cuts down the oxygen by as much as 40% with just 1 mask. Can you imagine with 4 masks? In fact, somebody on television last evening, Pastor Davis, when they were talking about the 4 masks, one said, why don't we just stop breathing? Why don't all of us just stop breathing?
Amen. That's the next thing.
That's the next thing. Why don't everybody just go ahead and die, and you won't have to worry about the spread of COVID? And that basically sounds ludicrous and a little sense of stupidity, but that's almost what they're saying today. We've been lied to. We've been lied to, ladies and gentlemen. We were told that HCQ, the hydroxychloroquine, would not be efficacious for those. It's a prophylactic, and it would prevent serious pathogen with COVID-19 and some deaths. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, let me just show you, speak to you about that issue alone. Here's an article that says, after 440,000 Americans are dead, Facebook and the American Journal of Medicine now admit their stand on HCQ was wrong. These people, this article said, should be prosecuted. The liberal mainstream media can't hide this truth from the American people forever. The latest international testing of hydroxychloroquine treatment of the COVID virus shows countries that had early use of the drug had a 79% lower mortality rate than countries that banned the use of the safe malaria-treating drug. This means that Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Dr. Tedros with the CDC, the liberal fake news media, and the tech giants have been pushing a lie that has had deadly consequences on America. America has lost reportedly over 150,000 lives by the time they have now admitted it. In fact, I've got one article that says not 150,000 lives, but probably as many as 280,000 have died because they were not allowed to get. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that some states passed legislation preventing doctors from prescribing? First time in the history of America, doctors have been prevented from prescribing medication that they thought would be efficacious for the patient. Some drugstores in America even refused to fill prescriptions on HCQ because the lie being told that it would hurt your heart and hurt your lungs. Ladies and gentlemen, you can take any medication. It's going to have a side effect, but you'd rather have the death or the side effect. That's the fact. Here's an article, and the same article says, how many hundreds of thousands of victims were killed due to Dr. Fauci, the CDC, and the tech giants' false claims about hydroxychloroquine? The jihad against ACQ was to get back at President Trump. Hundreds of thousands of Americans are dead today. Will these people ever face justice? The answer to that question is no, they won't, because we've been lied to. And the point is, Pastor Davis, I want our listeners to understand, notwithstanding the big lie, we need to recognize that God's going to fight for us. As the workers with Nehemiah were challenged by Nehemiah, they said, let us rise up and build. The scripture says in the 4th chapter, the 6th verse, they had a mind to work. The 14th verse, Nehemiah reminded them that God is still going to help. And the 20th verse, he says, God is going to fight for us. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, what are we to be afraid of?
Amen. 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 Well, if we trust in the Lord, Dr. Youngblood, again, getting back to Psalm 37, amen, I started off reading some of that, and I hope and pray that these will be words of comfort for someone. But I also, amen, was speaking, amen, from 1 Timothy 4, I think is what I meant to say a little bit earlier, amen, about how the Spirit warned us, amen, about things that would happen in the last days. Mm-hmm. Well, we are already living in those times.
We're there.
Amen. We used to hear it in the church a lot of times. We're living in the last days. We're living in the last days. Okay, the last days are here.
That's right.
We need to know, wherever that is, we need to find ourselves in the Word of God. Amen. Because when we go to, amen, Psalm 37 and 3, amen, the third verse say, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Now, we're not downplaying the virus. We know it's a real virus.
Absolutely.
I have friends that's been affected by the virus.
Yes.
Amen. I have, amen, a good friend, amen, and mother, amen, passed away, went on to be with the Lord on last night. Mm-hmm. They say from the virus. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we know that it's a real thing.
Yes.
But what we're wanting you to do is not be more afraid of the virus than you are, amen, of God. Now, mm-hmm. listen, that's two different types of fear.
That's right.
Because when you look at fear of the world, amen, the book of 1 John say that fear brings torment.
That's right.
That means you can never be in a comfortable state of mind.
Absolutely.
If you let that type of fear rule and dominate in
that's
your
right.
life. But when you fear God, amen, that's a godly reverence.
That's right.
That means, amen, you love him so till you don't want to hurt him. You don't want to break his heart. You don't want to disappoint him. And you trust in his word so much till you know that whatever God says, he will deliver.
Amen.
And I'm a living witness to you on today, people, amen. That God is a healer.
Yes.
If we trust in him, if we take his word at face value. Dr. Youngblood, I don't know of a place in the scripture that's not been fulfilled.
That's right.
In fact, this Bible is the most truthful book in the whole world.
That's right.
Every word in this Bible is a true word.
That's right.
So when we look at other books that men have written, and I think we have a tendency sometimes to trust in men more than we trust in God.
Unfortunately,
but that's,
yes.
Amen, that's the focus of our broadcast on today. We want you to know that there are so many lies out there. We want you to know that you need to learn how to trust and believe in the Word of God more than the thing that you see that's coming off the TV and in the headlines.
Absolutely.
Because people, listen now, they have a job. They have a job to do. Mm-hmm. They're being paid to tell a lie.
That's right. Absolutely.
They're being paid. And Dr. Youngblood, I said this.
If I can jump in, amen. Dr. Fauci is the highest paid individual in the federal government.
Amen.
Almost $500,000 a year.
My.
Plus, he draws a salary from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Amen.
He is highly paid to continue his diatribe, better known as a lie, to continue to make the profits off what he's peddling as a result of the fear of the people.
Amen. Amen. And I refuse, listen, I said this on yesterday, I refuse to congratulate a thief for stealing.
That's right.
Because this Bible says, if we bid any man Godspeed, then we are partaker of his evil deeds.
That's right. Absolutely.
Amen. I won't go and find a bank robber and go up and walk up there and shake his hand. Congratulations, brother, for being successful on robbing the bank. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
Basically, you know, we're agreeing with everything that this new government this platform that's been set up now in Washington.
Yes.
We know that they're killing babies. Mm-hmm. We know that they're against religious conforms, anything that's connected to the church.
Yes.
Amen. They're trying to, amen, take away those rights from us.
Absolutely. In fact, they have just, with the, as I call it, the flick of the pen with the executive order, made the sodomite lifestyle take prominence and precedence over,
amen,
anything that's called morals, ethics, Christian values. They not only has he just reinstated everything that's called abortion on demand in America, but now authorized the federal government to spend taxpayer dollars to fund abortion around the world.
Amen. And now, Deuteronomy 18 says that that's an abomination.
Absolutely.
Do you know anything that you read about in the Bible as abomination? God hates that.
That's right. Stench in the nostrils of
God.
That's
what that's telling us. Absolutely. Anything, anywhere, people that you read, anytime you come through scripture in this Bible and you see where it says that's an abomination to God, that's something God hates.
That's right.
Amen. So we should not be agreeing with that as Christians if we are connected to the family of God.
Absolutely. And part and parcel of that through this administration is the fact now that we're being pushed and told, Pastor, that everybody needs to be vaccinated. In fact, we're told, that's another one of the lies. We were lied to, we were told that the vaccination would keep us from having to wear masks. The vaccination would quell the pathogen called COVID-19. And now we're being told, after we've got so many millions of the people vaccinated, now we're being told that no, you've still got to wear the mask. You've got to be vaccinated. You've got to continue to wear the mask. Not just one mask, but two masks, three masks, and maybe even four masks.
Amen.
We're being told by the Biden administration and by Emperor Fauci and the White Jacket that we need to continue through 2022.
Amen.
With that mindset. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to, it doesn't take a mathematical genius to understand, if you keep America locked down any longer, we'll have a bankrupt nation. But keep in mind the ultimate goal, the end goal of this whole charade with the masquerade, as I call it, and the plandemic, not pandemic, but the plandemic that we're faced with, is to do the global reset. And you ask, what is the global reset? It goes back to Biden's own words that we're going to build back better, which is a communist statement of tearing down a capitalistic system and building it back better, i.e. in their eyes better, is a communistic, socialistic, Maoist, Marxist form of government. And ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to have a communist system, a socialist Marxist system, wherever there is a middle class.
Amen.
Every nation that has gone communist through the socialistic system, socialism is communism-like, Marxism is communism-like, Leninism is communism-like, and that's where we're headed today. And any nation that's gone down the trek of being a communist nation had to tear down, destroy the middle class, because in a communist system, you've got the elitist and the slaves, and they want to make of us, ladies and gentlemen, they, And I can conclude that it's both sides of the aisle. It's not just the Democrats. It's Democrats and some of the rhinos that call themselves Republicans. And they're showing their real colors today more than any other time.
Amen.
But they want to tear down and destroy the middle class in order to have an elite system where the elitists rule and we simply become the slave citizens. We are the ones that are the sheeple and not we the people.
Amen.
But we've been lied to, Pastor, and that's the reason we have so many people frightened and afraid today.
Amen.
Churches
and you
have
know,
been locked down.
And
we've
you know,
multitude-
Dr. Youngblood, I just heard a couple of days ago somebody called him Ward Cleaver Biden.
Ward Cleaver,
yeah, 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 Father knows best.
Yeah,
you know, that's
knows
the guy.
Also,
father, yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
So
I believe
that's telling us he, you know, he thinks he knows what's best for us.
Oh yes.
Just a couple of nights ago,
what's best for us.
Amen. Just a couple of nights ago, I heard Dr. Youngblood that he and his family were photographed in Washington D.C. not wearing masks.
Oh, don't I don't doubt that at all. In fact, these that say wear a mask, they don't. These that say don't go out to eat in a restaurant, they do.
My God.
I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I believe because of the lies, the stolen election, the increase in abortion and condoning sexual perversion, I believe God will respond. I cannot imagine him doing nothing with all the evil that is going on. And we need to evangelize. We need to teach people how to resist and overcome evil. We
Amen.
Need to teach how to pray. But I believe before this year is out, hopefully sooner than later, that God will show that he is God and he's just not going to tolerate this abuse by this administration.
Well, you're exactly
Amen.
Right. You're exactly right. I believe, and I don't believe, not from the standpoint I wonder, or perhaps I believe, I know that God is still in control. God is still sovereign. God is still on the throne. The major question that I have, Joseph, with that, and you're exactly right, but what if, let me do a little hypothetical, what if, because we've turned our backs on God, because we've banned prayer, because we've banned the cross in public places, because we have closed churches, because we've said no to God, because on a national level for over a year we've said the churches are not essential. What if God has put Joe Biden in office to bring about God's judgment on a nation that said no to God? I believe that is highly possible and may even be probable when you study the little book of Habakkuk, where Habakkuk was asking God, God, what are you going to do about sin? What are you going to do about the rampant sin in our land? And God told him what was going to be done. And then Habakkuk was all upset. God, are you going to use a heathen nation that's more wicked than we are to judge us? And if you put it in the Youngblood vernacular, God said, yes, sir, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Amen.
And I've looked at it on the potentiality of that's what God is doing, because we can't continue to go as we've gone for the past 50, 60, 70 years in America, banning God and demeaning God and dissing God and passing rules and regulations and legislation in Washington that is antithetical to anything that's called morals and ethics and values and truth. We are now standing against, through the Biden administration, we're taking a stand against faith and family and freedom and the future of America as never before in the history of our nation. So we can say that that is the potentiality. Albeit, my desire, my prayer is that God is getting our attention to cause us to turn back to God, and that God is going to rule and reign as he always has, that will bring this legislative, fiasco to a conclusion through Biden. And I, of course,
Amen.
I might tuck this in, Pastor, and say this also to Joseph and our listeners. I've said for some time, Biden is a Trojan horse. Biden is a Manchurian president.
Amen.
That is one that is simply a puppet. Biden, in my most humble opinion, will be ruling and reigning out of the Oval Office for maybe 90 to 180 days. I believe his cognitive ability diminishes the potentiality of any long term. I believe that they will remove him from office and Kamala Harris will become president. She's not qualified. She's a Canadian citizen, not an American citizen. But far be it from me for not wanting her to be in there, because the next thing in line would be Nancy Pelosi. And that frightens me to death. And so we're in a pickle, if you want to call it that. But again, that's the purpose of this broadcast today, is for us to understand, Joseph, our God shall fight for us.
Amen.
And I believe he'll do that. But thank you for your call. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Pastor, I believe that our listeners need to recognize that what we see taking place today, what has taken place with all of these lies, perhaps if somebody's listening and say, well, all of that's unconstitutional, that ought not to be so. That is exactly right. But it's taking place today on a warped speed, if you want to use President Trump's terms. Now the CDC says that they cannot prevent COVID. The CDC says they can't prevent COVID.
My.
And yet Joe Biden, his basement campaign, basement Biden's campaign to be elected, said that if he's in office, he's going to reverse all the mistakes that President Trump made, and he's going to intercede. And literally, a lot of people voted, I believe, Pastor, a lot of people voted for Biden, thinking that this horrific thing called the pathogen called COVID-19, that if we just put Biden in, this would be behind us.
Amen. Amen.
And Biden himself has just said publicly, quote, we cannot stop the trajectory of COVID-19. It's got to play itself out.
Amen. Amen.
And yet he was elected on that basis.
And they have even went so far as to say, Dr. Youngblood, that even after you have taken the vaccine,
yes,
the one and the two and the three or whatever it takes to complete the cycle, you can still catch COVID.
That's right.
What's the need to take the vaccine? If all these vaccines I'm taking and I can still catch COVID?
Well,
that really doesn't make a lot of sense.
That's because we've been lied to. L-I-E-D. Amen. Lied to. We've been lied to in a big fashion. In fact, we touched on that. Let me just simply say to our listeners, if you would do the research yourself and not depend on Communist Network News, don't depend on the little lady that Biden has out as his press secretary that's going to lie, 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 lie. She opens her mouth, she's lying each time. Don't depend on that. Do the research yourself and find out exactly what's in these vaccines. What will it do to our physicality on a temporary basis? What will it do on a long-term basis? Keep in mind, these vaccines are simply experimental drugs.
Amen.
They're
Amen.
Not proven. They're experimental drugs that President Trump was forced into, putting the warp speed to develop them and skip the trials and put them as an experimental drug because of the push by the white-jacketed emperors that were telling him that multiple millions were going to die in America without it.
Amen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, do the research yourself. I've talked about it on this broadcast. We'll have a major, major broadcast on Monday dealing with the money trail, the people trail, those involved in, those responsible for the created, developed, man-made pathogen called COVID-19.
Amen.
That's on the track for Monday's broadcast, so tune in. Don't miss out on that. But CDC's lied to us. Now they're saying they can't prevent COVID. The World Health Organization, with Dr. Tedros, which is not even a physician, says that lockdowns were a mistake.
My.
Lockdowns were a mistake.
Awful time to find out.
Yes, awful time.
Amen.
But notice they waited until after the election, the stolen election, after the fraudulent election, after Biden had supposedly got 80 million votes, and he did not get 40, maybe 45 million votes. President Donald J. Trump got between 74 million and 80 million. If you disagree with that, that's wonderful. If you think that I am telling a falsehood, that's okay. I'm presenting it to you just as the facts are. You may be getting your news from Communist Network News, CNBC, NBC, MSNBC, ABC, etc. You know, the ABC network is always, it stands for always bashing Christ, always bashing Christians, and that's a good slogan. CNN is Communist Network News, and I could go on and on, but we've been lied to. Now, CDC also says through their medical journals, they're admitting now that the PCR testing, listen, you can validate what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. The CDC now tells us, along with the medical journals, they're telling us that the PCR testing for COVID were giving 90% false positives.
My.
90% false positives. So, Pastor Davis, we understand if CDC's lied to us, the World Health Organization's lied to us, if those men in white jackets have lied to us, then why not be fearful as a nation? Why not be fearful as a people?
Amen. Amen.
But it's my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, that listening to this broadcast today, that God will grow you a spine and you'll place your faith and trust and confidence in God and not in government, that we will trust Christ and not Caesar, that we will believe what the Word of God says, and God says he's not given us a spirit of fear. And,
Amen.
Pastor, the thing that comes to my mind as I make that statement, as you study the book of the Revelation, especially the 11th chapter, God had two witnesses. And there was an attempt to destroy them because they were preaching the word. People didn't want to hear the word. That's future tense in the days of the tribulation.
Amen.
People did not want to hear the word. So they killed the two, I call them ragtag preachers, that were preaching on the sidewalk, street preachers.
Amen.
They killed them. 3.5 days later, God resurrected them. But the word of God says in Revelation chapter 11, and it's the unit of thought is verses 1 through 14, left page, left column in my Bible. And it says that they were not able to, Satan was not able to harm them until they had finished their testimony.
Amen.
Our days are in the hands of God, ladies and gentlemen, not in the hands of government. Our lifespan is in the hands of God. And when we understand that God's word is saying that until he has finished with us, he's going to protect us and use us and guide us as we fear not man,
amen,
but fearing God.
Amen. 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 Well, I think that's a great thing, and that's a good note to finish up on right there, Dr. Youngblood. We need to really trust in God. If it's ever been a time that a revival was needed in the church, right now is the time.
Absolutely.
We need to go way back to praying time, way back to fasting time, way back to seeking God's face like we never seek him before. Because, again, we're living in perilous times. We cannot trust in what man is telling us on today. Amen. We really need to turn our focus and attention to God all that much the more. Amen. Because here I'm reading in Psalm 52. And I always like to, amen, stay encouraged, amen, through the word of God. It says here, amen, verse number 5, Psalm 52 and 5. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place, and root thee out of the land of the living, Selah. Speaking to the evildoer, mm-hmm, Dr. Youngblood, that's their end. That's where they're going to end up.
Absolutely.
At. For saying no to Jesus Christ, for saying no to the word of,
yes,
God, amen.
Yes.
For, amen, trying to destroy God's people, amen. Yes. They're going to meet their fateful end, amen.
Absolutely.
Praise God.
I close with this, ladies and gentlemen, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. The Apostle Paul said, I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand, for I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And so, ladies and gentlemen, let me encourage you to fight the good fight, to keep the faith, and to finish the course by keeping the faith. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Amen.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also, tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.